Good morning, good people. It is 10th July 2020. The readings are from Hosea chapter 14 verses 2 to 10 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 10 verses 16 to 23. No one can draw a map for our life except God. Generalized preconceived sensations, GPS, cannot guide us through thick and thin. We can all navigate the storms and sufferings of life by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is never tired of healing our wounds and brokenness. God writes straight with the crooked lines. The first reading is the last part of prophet Hosea, invites us to return to the Lord to be fruitful and blessed. No human power and resources could heal us except the power and presence of God. The promise of healing our defection and instilling the spirit of love is possible in our life when we can confess our failures and sins to the Lord. We need to cut ties with all that we trusted so far to completely to surrender in hope and love to face the reality of life. Being far from the promised securities of human power and the influence of idolatry of all kinds, we can continue to trust in the Lord. What is that we still struggle to let go in our life to trust God totally? If we realize recently that we are fallen, it is not because of our faith and trust in the Lord at all, but the opposite is true. At times it is incredibly hard to return to the Lord when we feel broken, bruised, and repeatedly plagued by evil. Unless we return to the Lord, it is not possible to see the better side of our life. Even if we think that God has punished us unfairly, God has done it for the better, not for the worse. Quote, "It is I who answer and look after you. I am like an evergreen cypress. Your faithfulness comes from me." Hosea chapter 14 verse 8. The response to real psalm praises, "My mouth will declare your praise." Psalm 51 verse 17. The gospel wants us to be prepared for painful and difficult times with the community, family, and in the society on account of our stand we have taken for Jesus and the values of the kingdom of God. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows, "Remember, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, so be cunning as serpents and yet as harmless as doves." Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. To live in the world is not our choice, but surely it is the plan and will of God. We need to know and recognize the evil ones as we are missionary disciples of the Lord. We need to be lambs, yet like serpents, beware of the dangers and the dust created by the wolves around us. We are so vulnerable, yet we need to be vibrantly voicing out our choices for the Lord. No one needs to take ride on our humility and docility except the Lord. Being shrewd is not malicious in our intentions, rather to be harmless, flexible and inclusive like doves. Hostile and difficult situations of life can be overcome with wisdom and humility. Quote, "You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Unquote, Matthew chapter 10 verse 20. When our reputation is remanded by the selfish motivations of the majority, our innocence and faithfulness can reclaim and recover our life. Quote, "So that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Unquote. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. There is no need to run away from the wolves when we believe the Lord. Let us continue to trust the Lord and be faithful to Him till the end. Nothing we need to face and fear because the Lord can handle it all. Quote, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name and you are mine." Unquote. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1. May the Lord help us to be vigilant and faithful as we are building the bridges of hope and healing the hearts. May you have a good day. God bless you.